Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Dr. Oz does a wonderful job of entertaining people every afternoon on his show, but I think a horrible job of giving health advice. His website includes articles about products that I don't think any respected health professional would endorse, like raspberry ketones. I actually had put out a message about that earlier, or in the newsletter maybe. And it just seems like there's no scientific filter for the information he presents on the show and posts on his website. I've become convinced that when anybody viable and respectable is on the show and there's something valuable to be said, it's almost by accident, not by design. Well, a recent episode discussed ovarian cancer, and Dr. Oz claimed that eating endive, red onion, and sea bass could reduce the risk of ovarian cancer by up to 75%. Now, based on what we know about ovarian cancer, this claim is, in my opinion, irresponsible and misleading. A woman who adds these foods to a diet that continues to include a high intake of animal foods, fat, junk food, and particularly dairy foods will not reduce the risk of ovarian cancer or any other type of cancer at all. A recent editorial in the journal Nutrition and Cancer offers a great perspective about this particular episode and the false promise of promoting individual foods as a way to prevent, stop, and reverse disease. And the authors start by stating that the fear associated with cancer makes people particularly vulnerable to messages about easy ways to prevent it. I'm glad to see that other people are starting to speak out about some of this Dr. Oz stuff. But in any case, the Dr. Oz episode featuring foods that can prevent ovarian cancer is based on a profound misunderstanding of how nutrition works in the body. Endive, for example, does contain camphorol, a flavonoid that's been found to induce apoptosis or cell death in ovarian cancer cells. But it doesn't mean that humans consuming endive won't get ovarian cancer. And according to the article, there's only one prospective observational study on humans that looked at endive and ovarian cancer, and endive was one of 39 foods evaluated. No association was found between other camphorol-containing vegetables that had a higher concentration of this nutrient, such as kale and spinach, and the authors concluded that the risk reduction for ovarian cancer might have been just observed by chance. It was meaningless. The claim that eating red onions could reduce the risk of cancer was based on equally flimsy evidence, one case-controlled study. Three prospective studies found no association between red onions and ovarian cancer. Sea bass was recommended because of its high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids, but the authors state that the association between fish intake and ovarian cancer risk is not convincing, and studies have barely shown statistical significance. If the important nutrient is omega-3 fatty acid, other fish, such as mackerel and salmon, have a higher concentration. The authors state that the media uses these so-called miracle foods as a marketing tool to sell magazines, newspapers, television shows, and advertising. But the reality is that people don't live on single foods, but rather eat according to certain dietary patterns, and the pattern is the important consideration along with other lifestyle factors. They cite studies showing that the benefits of superfood can be outweighed by the detrimental effect of other foods in the diet. And they also discuss that within the same food, there can be conflicting effects. Sea bass does contain omega-3 fatty acids, but also includes mercury, which was not mentioned in the Oz episode. Dr. Oz represents himself in his show as a credible source of information about medical care and diet and health, and he should take this responsibility seriously. He and others like him shouldn't misrepresent or blow out of proportion the findings of individual studies. And the authors state, quote, "Although perhaps not as sexy as Dr. Oz would like, the public needs more information about the effects of diet as a whole on cancer risk, as well as the importance of achieving and maintaining an ideal body weight, regular physical activity, and avoiding a sedentary lifestyle." So anyway, I get so many inquiries about Dr. Oz. It seems like every week he's got something else that causes people to have more questions, and I wish he would do something constructive with that show, and I await the time when a really fact-based, science-based television show about health appears on television. I think that would be a great thing. So that's all for now. Have a great day, great weekend, and I'll be back to you on Monday.